With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, the Steelers are in the news again. Somehow they've managed to make their way back into the news. And I'm going to tell you, it's kind of funny stuff, if you ask me. You look at it, the first thing is, at the Pro Bowl, they had a practice today, a walkthrough, I don't know what, practice, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, Juju Smith-Schuster showed up 30 minutes late. Now, I've heard a lot of people today go on and on and on. It's not relevant. It's the Pro Bowl. Who cares? It's the Pro Bowl. Who cares? What's the big deal? Yada, yada. You're just, listen, it's not really that big of a deal. Okay? It isn't. But I would ask you to ask yourself this. Why is it a Steeler that's the guy that is late for the thing? And, you know, one of these kinds of things happening is not an issue. One of these, or 10 of these things happening by one guy is not an issue. But any attempts to portray the Steelers, quote unquote, drama as being 100% about one guy is silly. This is a team that just seems to thrive on this kind of nonsense. It's a team that seems to have a problem with little things like this. And again, I'm not sitting here blowing the kid out of the water. The point I'm trying to make is I keep hearing every time something like this happens, I keep hearing excuses for why it's not that big of a deal. It's a media creation. It's this, it's that. No, it's not. We're past that point. Stop making excuses for the Steelers, basically. You know, the other day, LJ Fort popped off about kickers. There was actually people defend. Oh, I don't know that he was taking a shot at Chris Boswell. Absolutely, he was taking a shot at Chris Boswell. I mean, come on. I was born at night, but not last night. Give me a break. And one guy popping off on Twitter about the kicker, okay, not a big deal, but it keeps happening, and it's multiple guys. That's why I don't want to hear about how it's nonsense that this team doesn't have any issues that go beyond Antonio Brown. There are some people that believe if you trade Antonio Brown that all these things are going to go away. They're not. And to me, it's not about being late for a practice at the Pro Bowl. It's the fact that everybody else managed to make it on time, and you didn't. And not just that, you were 30 minutes late. And these are the kinds of things that hold that team back. And the thing about it is, people ask me, what do you think about, LJ Fort, what do you think? You know, that's just his opinion. What's one guy? What does that have to do with culture? I'll tell you what it has to do with the culture of this team. Is that a backup or third string or eighth string or whatever the hell he is, linebacker special teams guys, feels comfortable enough to blast his kicker or blast any teammate on Twitter without any repercussions from his teammates or anybody else. That's a big sign to me that this team has a problem, and there's a definite culture problem with this team. And to me, you know, and I hate to be alarmist, I try not to, but enough is enough. You know, they got to police themselves with some of this stuff. Start being accountable. Start showing up on time. Start doing these things. Little things that add up to big things. It's not just one guy. There's not this magic potion, you know, that Antonio Brown gets traded and all of a sudden one guy goes and now all of a sudden the culture inside the locker room is going to change. It's not. It really isn't. So I just get tired of all of the rationalization and enabling and everything else that goes on. And if it were one incident involving, you know, one player or 10 incidents involving the same player, it'd be different. But it's not. This is a locker room where they don't seem to really value, you know, they don't seem to value authority all that much. They don't seem to care about details all that much. They seem to be a little bit divided in different groups in that locker room. There's a reason the team, a team that's got as much talent as the Steelers, is sitting at home. There's a reason for that. And, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, was it a culture issue that led Chris Boswell to miss a kick against, you know, whatever. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Attention to detail, accountability, those kinds of things. You know what happens when you have that as a part of your locker room? You don't seem to make nearly as many mistakes. Does that mean you're perfect? No. You're not. But you don't seem to make that many mistakes. And, you know, the one thing I will say the Steelers could learn from the Patriots is that the Patriots don't care about all that other silliness. They don't. Even in the post game, watching them talk, pretty straightforward stuff. Yeah, they're boring. Yeah, it seems like that locker room is probably, you know, no fun at all. It seems like that locker room probably, you know, doesn't have nearly as much, you know, personality and excitement. The head coach probably takes a lot of the fun out of that. But here's the thing, winning is fun. And we got guys sitting around like Marquise Pouncey talking about, we should be still playing. Meanwhile, the Patriots are still playing. Winning is fun. Winning is compelling. All this other stuff is meaningless. But at the end of the day, I can't understand how we are still sitting here talking about stupidity and silliness and things that you really, as a professional, should not have to deal with. You know, if you're, and Mike Tomlin should not have to hold these guys' hands, but he might need to. You know what he might need to do? Kervin Richards? Was that his name? I'm pretty sure that was his name, Kervin Richards. He was with the Cowboys, right? Selected in the fourth round of the draft. So he gets in the preseason, second leading rusher. The next year, you know, he got hurt his first year. The next year, Richards, you know, twice fumbled. The next day he was cut. Period. Jimmy Johnson made an example out of him. Period. Kervin Richards, Pitt guy, played at Pitt. Second year guy. Got into a game, you know, I think either somebody got hurt or whatever. Fourth quarter, he fumbled twice. The next day he was cut. Mike Tomlin might have to make a statement like that. And not during the offseason. And, you know, during a time when everybody's watching. And maybe it's a guy that you can live without anyway. But It's got to be to the point now where you, if you're Mike Tomlin, say, listen, the next guy that sticks his head up in the wrong way, there's going to be a problem. But then you got to follow through with that. And that, to me, is going to be the biggest problem, is how does Mike Tomlin come back now? How does Mike Tomlin come back now and try and be the disciplinarian guy and have a whole new set of rules and all this other stuff and have credibility in that locker room? It's going to be tough. Probably can't happen, to be honest. And that's going to be the issue, I think. And that's probably why you can't bring back. That's probably why you cannot bring back Antonio Brown, because I don't know how you trust him, and I don't know that Mike Tomlin can actually control him. And that's a really bad combination. 412-928-9370.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.